Breaking news. Love Island star's head will turn. If you don't want to become ill, increase your chance of catching an infectious disease or dying a premature death, read on. Now that I've caught your attention, I need to make some admissions. But I also want to share some very important facts with you too, so stay with me for a while. I've never watched Love Island. In fact, I don't watch any of these game shows because they simply just don't interest me. I also don't watch soaps or any reality TV shows. And I don't even watch the news. This is because they are simply a waste of my time. And time is the only non-renewable resource we have. Once the present moment is gone, you won't get it back. So my advice to you is to use your most valuable resource wisely. But why do so many people watch these types of TV shows? Well, the answer is actually quite simple. They need to be entertained. You see, if you can't go inside your own mind and enjoy the stillness and quiet of just being in the moment, then you will always rely on external stimulation to occupy your time. But a problem with this is the news constantly bombards us with negative news stories. Game shows and soaps create a false sense of reality and, in many cases, entertain us by creating negative storylines. When we become emotionally connected to these negative events, our brains release chemicals consistent with the emotion we experience. And the more we watch these TV programs, the more we experience these emotions, and the more chemicals are released into our systems. Then our bodies start to crave their fix. So just like a drug addict, they need to get the external stimuli to help them achieve the emotion to release the drug into their body. So you become addicted to the TV game show or watching the news, etc. This can lead to illness and disease. A scientific fact, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, is that less than 1% of disease is linked to our genes. But over 90% of disease comes from stress. Stress hormones shut down your immune system, which is why if you live in constant stress, you will get ill. Stress is today the human mass extinction problem. Also, everyone wants to be successful in some way, shape, or form. But another fact is that roughly only 2% of people achieve success. Instead of creating the ability to be creative, they need constant entertainment. And if it's not watching TV shows, the next substitute is shopping. Shopping for many is a means of entertainment and external satisfaction. The antidote to external entertainment is our internal world that exists inside our minds. Once you learn to go inside, you can access a different level of being. Learning to meditate and be more mindful will reduce stress. Meditation has also been proposed to be a healthy lifestyle factor that affects telomere length. Recent empirical studies have shown a positive association between meditation and longer telomeres, as well as an increase in telomerase, suggesting that meditation may play an important role in preventing illness. 10 minutes of mindful meditation can literally not only change your life, but potentially save your life. It can make you less dependent on external stimuli. It can make you more creative. It can make you happier. It can stop you from getting angry. It can make you more compassionate and caring. It can help you cope more effectively with the stresses of modern life. It can make you more productive, which in turn can make you more money. Most importantly, it can put things into perspective for you and make you realize what is most important in your life. So I apologize if the headline was misleading, but I hope it caught your attention enough to read this post. And I hope that this post will encourage you to at least try meditation. I'm actually thinking of running a No BS Meditation and Mindfulness Day in August. So if you are interested, let me know by leaving a comment somewhere below. Have a great day.